It is really a delight for me to be here today.
今天能够 与你们在一起是我的荣幸。
When the MC said he was going to introduce a distinguished speaker, I looked around and I thought, well, where is the speaker?
当我们的主席在介绍我们的所谓的名讲员，我再看一看，不晓得是谁。
I'm just a guy that was born in the mountains of New York State.
我自己本身是出生在纽约的乡下。
I would like to take this choir that just sang back home with me.
我刚刚我们的台湾族的弟兄姐妹们，他们我们很乐意，然后带他们到美国去走一趟。
Very good. You added it, right? Yeah, just wonderful, wonderful music.
你们的歌声美妙。
Thank you, Dr. Cho, for this opportunity to be with you.
谢谢院长给我这个机会。
And thank you to the faculty and the staff and the students and the alumni who have gathered on this wonderful, wonderful occasion.
以及所有的师生跟所有的校友们。
This is a wonderful institution.
这是一个很美的一个机构跟我们一个所谓的教育机构。
And literally, this school has touched the lives of people all around the world.
所有的从这里出来的已经在世界各地有影响力。
And I bring you greetings from people in the United States that have been touched by the alumni of this school.
我也特别从美国然后带来向你们问好，尤其是那些从圣光毕业的你们的校友。
Chun Mei Ji is the pastor's wife of the Chinese church where I am the associate pastor.
陈美姬，然后就是她师母，然后她现在在我的以前的教会里面服侍。
And she and her husband are having a tremendous ministry and seeing many people come to faith in Christ in Indianapolis, Indiana.
就是圣光的校友，然后在现在在 Indianapolis 这个地方，我的那个城市里面，在那里有美好的工作。
So on this day, this 55th anniversary, it is a special privilege for our group to be here and share this wonderful time with you.
所以今天在这55周年的周庆，
我们从美国来的所谓的客人，我们现在很高兴能够一起跟你们庆祝。
I'm told that there are three great challenges for anyone in this world.
我曾经听过，然后说有三件事情是非常具有挑战性的。
The first challenge is to climb a fence that's leaning towards you.
第一个就是你要爬一座向你正在倒的墙。
The second one is to kiss a girl that's leaning away from you.
第二个是所谓你要想要亲吻一个拒绝给你亲吻的女孩子。
And the third one is to say something meaningful on Friday afternoon at 3:15.
第三个我认为是具有挑战的，就是在星期五的周末要将要开始的时候，要告诉你们要讲这个任何有意义的。
But I trust with the Lord being our helper, we will find some words from His word that will stick with us.
但是我相信从神自己的话语中，我们一起来学习。
55. In the United States, in many places, that's the speed limit.
在55，在美国许多地方，那个是所谓的55英里，是那个交通的那个这个这高速，不准超过。
But not for holy life.
但是对圣光而言，55绝对不是一个限制。
The 55th word.In the King James Bible in English is this.
在这个钦定本这个圣经里面第55个字是这个字。
Light.
是圣光的光。
That sounds good for holy light.
这个对圣光而言这很特别。
Because holy light has beenspreading the light of the gospel all over the world for 55 years.
因为圣光就是在传递神的光，已经在过去这55年。
And the scripture that was read just moments ago points to the fact that God has given us a great promise.
在我们刚刚所读的经文里面讲到神给我们这样的如此的应许。
And he has given us a future and a hope.
那不但也给我们将来有盼望。
I want to share with you briefly this afternoon five thoughts about God's history at Holy Light.
我要从等一下，我要跟大家分享五件事，那就是神在圣光所做的事情。
Five thoughts about his history and five thoughts about his future.
我也要讲到五件未来的跟五件过去的。
Number one.
第一件。
Thank God for his provisions.
我们要为神预为我们所有过去的预备来感恩。
God has provided for this institution ever since James Taylor founded it 55 years ago.
我们要为这个神的借着戴院长在这里建校，然后到如今，然后来感恩。
Think of it, that's a long time for God to provide for his people.
你想想看，55年，神这样的时候从来没有离开这个机构。
God provided James Taylor.To establish this place and this institution.
然后接着在戴少珍牧师也在这里。
A man of great vision.
然后他也带来给大家带来的美好的意象。
Who really loved the Chinese people.
他们一家人爱中国人。
When he dropped his son off for school, James Taylor III, his son asked him, "Dad, would you please drop me off a block away from the school?"
当戴少正牧师然后带他的儿子戴继宗牧师到学校的时候我还记得他说然后请你不要带我放在大门口我有一条街让我就走出去。
So one day, James Taylor asked his son, James Taylor III, why do you have me drop you off a block away from school?
然后有一天戴继宗就问他爸爸说爸爸问儿子你为什么不让我带你到学校门口
And he said, because I don't want my classmates to know that my father is not Chinese.
他那时候跟儿子跟爸爸说因为我不想我的同学知道我爸爸不是中国人。
His classmates thought he was Chinese.
戴继宗他的同学竟然感受到他就是中国人一份子。
God has provided those kinds of committed leaders in the past.
神为圣光预备了如此摆上的领导者。
And God has provided a grand host of leaders for this institution from Taiwan.
然后神也继续不断地为圣光预备这样子爱他摆上的领导者。
We thank God for his provisions of grace that have brought this institution through difficult times also.
神也在困难的时间赐给圣光足够的恩典。
Second,
第二点。
Remember the shoulders on which you stand.
然后英文有一句话就是要记得你是站立在哪一个巨人他的肩膀上。
Now you'll have to pardon me because I don't know all of the Chinese people involved here, but I know some of the Americans.
但是我虽然不认识这里所谓的我们的中国人的院长，但是我知道这些是。美国的院长。
It's been my privilege to know them and to hear their stories about holy life my whole life.
然后我一生从小就听到你们这些美国的院长然后告诉我有关圣光的故事。
Names like James Taylor and Alice.
然后像戴永远牧师是。
And Winslow and Bixler and many others.
文牧师、毕牧师等。
Thank God.
为他们感谢神。
For those who have gone before us,
他们真的是在我们之前。
On the shoulders we now stand.
然后我们就是站在所谓巨人的肩膀上承先启后。
Thirdly, never forget gratitude.
然后第三点也是我说不能忘记我们要饮水思源。
Gratitude shifts attention from us to God.
是的我们感恩的对象是神。
The lines have fallen to us, the psalmist said, in pleasant places.
然后在就如同诗篇里面讲到神的恩典，我们要不断的感恩。
And we are here this afternoon because of many who have sacrificed their finances, their time, and their effort for the sake of the gospel in this place.
今天我们能够都在这里，是因为有许多的人。在金钱上在经济上在时间在他们的精力上摆上
Fourthly, I want to say another word.
第四点，让我来说一下。
This is not always a pleasant word.
这一点是有的时候讲的时候要小心。
Can we thank God for sad memories?
我们是否也能够向主来感恩，特别是为那些不太好的事情。
And we all know that institutions like this go through some hard times.
我们都知道所有的机构都会经历过一些错误或者是所谓挫折。
And so those difficult times become reminders of God's grace that gets us through.
所以每次我们在回想我们过去所谓的失败挫折的时候，我们也更是要想到神的恩典足够。
My aunt lived in Hunan.
我的这个姨妈她住在湖南。
Wen Musher was born in Hunan, my cousin.
文牧师他的师母是从湖南出生的。
My aunt Carolyn Winslow had to put the American flag around her to escape during the Sino-Japanese War.
在中日战争的时候，文师母她得要用这个美国的国旗成为她唯一的衣服，包着自己然后逃难。
She lost her husband to tuberculosis.
在那个时候，她的先生文牧师他因为肺病死了。
And she had a nervous breakdown.
她自己也因为精神崩溃。
And she came to our home at a very young age, when we were very young, my sister and I.
当我还记得很清楚，她来到我们的家，我跟我的妹妹都还小孩子。
She came there as a broken woman.
当我记得的时候，她回从中国回来的时候，她真的是双手空空，而且精神崩溃。
But inside there was the evidence of God's grace. And his power.
但是我可以看见在他里面有神的能力，有神的恩典。
And because of God's grace in the midst of difficulty, this young boy saw something that gave him a love for the Chinese ever since that day.
就是因为他在失败中，神仍然给他恩典，就在那小男孩里面，就是他的眼，他就看见神的手没有离开。
So we're thankful even for difficult, sad memories or difficult hard times in our lives and in the seminary.
所以在我们个人我们的失败挫折的时候，也跟圣光他的失败的挫折的时候，我们仍然看见神的恩典。
I think Peter remembered his denial and that made him stronger.
我就想到使徒彼得他自己三次失败，然后更了解更明白主耶稣的恩典。
Number five, looking at God's history at Holy Light.
第五个，我想到从过去的圣光的过去，我们来看的是
polish the good memories.
我们要把好的记忆，然后把它磨干、磨光
，shine them，
使它更磨亮。
See the reflection of God in them.
然后磨亮可以看见神的手的作为。
Last week I attended my 50th anniversary of my high school graduating class.
上个礼拜我参加我高中毕业50周年庆。
Now you know how old I am.
让你知道我多老了。
And we had a wonderful time.
我们在一起，老朋友在一起。
There were only 31 of us in the class.
我们当初毕业的时候只有一班只有31个人。
6 had died.
六个人死了。
And if you couldn't make it, so there are only 20 of us left.
只剩下有一些不能来，所以只有20多个来了。
And we just had a wonderful time talking about all the fun we had in high school.
那个时候我们20多个人就讲到50年前的时候我们在高中的时候大家在一起多么棒的事。
And that's what this day is all about, right?
这就是庆祝的作品。
Polishing those wonderful memories and friendships, just like we had talked to each other yesterday.
那庆祝这五十周年，就对我们而言，就好像在磨光过去那美好的回忆，要庆祝我们的友谊。
And all of those wonderful memories are just added to so much because we have a common bond in proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们今天在这里同样的庆祝，是因为我们更加一层，我们在主里面是连结在一起。
Now, five thoughts about God's future.
然后我们也讲讲我要说的五件有关未来的。
Number one.
第一个。
Dream big.
要有更大的梦想。
Ask largely that your joy might be full.
然后圣经里面讲到说，你要求让你使我们的喜乐更多。
God blesses large requests.
神要我们向他求更多，神给的也更多。
Jesus said it will be done according to your faith.
然后耶稣也同样说，照着你们的信心给你们。
And so we expect great things from a great God.
所以我们向这我们的伟大的神求的时候，我们就求更大的喜乐。
We find it so interesting in our Chinese church in Indianapolis to talk about God to people for the very first time they've ever heard about Him.
我们在印第安纳，我们的中国的华人教会里面，我们第一次向这些第一次听到耶稣基督的来传福音的喜乐是无比的。
And when they realize how big a wonderful God He is, they say, "Wow!"
当他们也开始明白我们的所信的神是多么的大，他们的信心喜乐更多。
So we dream big. Number two.
第一，所以我们要有更大的梦想。
Work hard and work together.
第二个是我们也要更多的努力，一起的努力。
I've assigned on my computer at home.
我在我的电脑上面有这样子。
I've been told this is a Chinese proverb.
有人告诉我，这个在电脑上，我的电脑上有的这个是中国的一个成语。
Some of you after will have to tell me whether this is true or not.
我不晓得这个到底是真的还是假。
It says if you want to go fast, go alone.
它的意思是你要走得快，自己一个人走。
If you want to go far, go together.
所以你要走得远，要多人一起走。
We want to go far, and so we go together.
所以要一起，要走得远，要做得多，我们要多的人一起。
William Wilberforce, after 10 years of failure, was discouraged in his battle to eliminate slavery.
在英国，这个 Wilberforce 他是在解放黑奴的，他。经过十年他的这个尝试要解放黑奴一直是不能成功。
One day in England, Wilberforce opened his Bible, and there was a note that fell out from the Bible.
当他真的是灰心的时候他打开他的圣经从他的圣经里面一张纸掉下来。
He had forgotten that Wesley, John Wesley, had written him that note.
然后这个纸条上面是来自约翰卫斯理写给他的，但是他都忘掉了，夹在他圣经里。
And the note said this.
那这个在这个小的纸条上写的是
，Unless God has raised you up for this very thing, you will be worn out by the opposition of men and devils. But if God be for you, who can be against you?
然后这个纸条上面讲他讲说神既然兴起你使用你做大的事情然后你就要期望就要看见你一定会从别人包括魔鬼来的阻挡但是
Go ahead.
但是神若是帮助你谁能抵挡你
Are all of them stronger than God?
难道他们比神更大吗
Oh, be not weary in well-doing.
所以做善事不要灰心。
Go in the name of God and in the power of His might.
凭着按着神的名，神必赐你能力。
Wilberforce won.
我们都知道 Wilberforce 终于使黑奴在英国得到解放。
The pursuit of excellence means that we work together for the sake of the gospel.
当我如果我们想要做一件事情做得好做得美让我们一起来努力。
Third word for the future.
第三件有关将来的我说说。
Exercise patience.
那就是我们需要操练忍耐。
Now, this doesn't come as hard for alumni as it does for new students.
对于我们这些是年纪大的校友们我们都有经历但是对年轻的同学们让我来说
We live in the internet generation.
我们是在这个所谓网络的时代
We want everything right now.
我们要的就是马上要
We are told with a recent study in America that the average teenager sends 2,272 text messages per month.
然后我们这个的统计记载到，美国的年轻人他们每一个月传寄2200个短讯。
There was a story recently of a teenager who was texting and fell into an open manhole cover on the street as they were walking along.
然后讲到有一个故事，一个年轻人，然后他在路上，然后在送短讯，他的手机掉到这个下水道里面去。
We want our iPhones, we want our iPads, we want the computers, we want everything now.
然后当我们要的是手机，要的是这个手提电脑，我们都立刻要得到这个讯息。
But what is one of the fruits of the Spirit? It is patience.
但是圣经里面，然后这个我们讲到这个属灵的果子，然后其中就是一个节制，忍耐。
Trophies come to those who persevere with patience.
英文里面就要讲到，当人忍耐的时候，他得到的是这个大的奖。
Number four.
第四个。
Always remember who's in charge.
就是要永远记得。谁是做头？那就是神。
Remaining connected to the head, is the number one priority.
我们都好像肢体一样，要连与这个头主来连接。
We die instantly if we're disconnected from our head physically.
当我们的头跟我们的身体一旦失去，然后连接的时候，我们就立刻死亡。
And so unless we're connected with Christ on a daily basis, we too will die.
同样的，如果我们与我们的神来隔离，我们在属灵上也立刻死掉。
You know, one thing I've noticed across the years among pastors in the United States, it is so easy to lose our full attention on Jesus Christ.
这是我个人在美国观察，所谓的美国的牧师，我的这个观察是这样子。对牧者而言，我们常常失去对神的那个专注。
So many other things come in and crowd him out.
实在是有许多的事情，好像雾一样，使这个我们看不见我们的主耶稣。
Paul talked over and over about remaining in Christ.
然后使徒保罗也多次的讲到我们要与主连结。
Always remember who's in charge of your church.
常常要不能忘记谁是我们教会的主。
Who's in charge of holy light?
谁是在做圣光的主。
Always remember who's in charge of your marriage.
谁是做我们婚姻的主。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
Finally, number five, future.
讲到第五个有关未来的
Pursue holiness.
那就是我们要追求圣洁。
Now that's a pretty good word for Holy Light Theological Seminary.
讲到圣光，我们一定要提到追求圣洁，对不对？
The world longs for the satisfaction of the soul that only the holy life can bring.
这个世界只有那圣光所能给的才能满足他们空虚的心。
George Whitefield, that disciple of John Wesley, said, "Anything that does not tend toward holiness is not of God."
然后，这个约翰·卫斯理的他伟大的一个学生之一，然后讲到，如果我们不是能够使我们更圣洁的，那就是不属于神。
May holiness ever.Saturate the character and the call of Holy Light Theological Seminary.
这是我的祷告，但愿圣洁能够成为被圣洁来充满，那是我们给圣光的每一个人的祷告。
The call to holiness is our call.
那我们的追求圣洁是要成为我们每一个人个人的追求。
There was a famous president of a medical school.
有一个很有名的医学院的院长，他是说这样子。
He addressed the graduating senior class with these words.
当他在毕业的时候，对他的毕业的这些医生们这样说。
Four words, and he said them twice.
他说用英文说四个字，然后重复了一次。
And then he sat down.
他说完了就坐下来。
And he simply said to the doctors, this was years ago.
他以前，这是在以前的时候，他只说了这四个英文字。
The graduate sitting before him.
那些毕业生坐在他面前。
Doctors, wash your hands.
啊，这所有的翻译，那就是医生，你们要洗手。
Someone greater than that medical doctor said, pursue holiness out of reverence for Christ.
就好像那个医学院的院长告诉他的学生要洗手，让我也成为那个院长一样，提醒你们，我们要洗干净，成为圣洁。
So I leave you with those words.
那我这样说，然后提醒勉励。
Pursue holiness out of reverence.
我们因着我们敬畏神，我们就要追求圣洁。
Amen, and God bless every one of you.
求神祝福你。
In the name of the Father, Amen.